भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Gatair Manikyatvam Gagana Manibhissandra Ghatitam Kiritam Tehaimam Himagiri Sute Kirtayatiyah Sanideyachayachuranashabalam Chandrashakalam Dhanushaunasiram Kimiti Nanibadhnati Dhishanam.
O daughter of the snowy mountain, whoever describes your golden crown set densely with the 12 suns made into jewels, will such a person not be of the impression that the crescent moon on your head, reflecting various colors from the hem of your golden crown, is verily Lord Indra's bow itself?
Dhuno tu dhvantam nah tulita dalitendi varavanam ghana snigdhash lakshnam Chikurani kurumbam tava shive yadiyam saurabhyam sahajamupalabdhum sumanaso vasantyasmin manye valamathanavati vitapina.
O auspicious goddess, may your tresses of hair, resembling a forest of full-blown blue lotuses, thick, soft and oiled, remove the darkness of ignorance. I presume that the heavenly flowers of Indra's garden have taken a place in your hair to imbibe a little of their natural fragrance.
Tanu tu kshemam nah tava vadana saundarya lahari Parivahasrota Saraniivasimanta Saranihi Vahanti Sinduram Prabala Kabari Bharati Mira Dvisham Brandair Bandi Krutamivanavinarka Kiranam.
O goddess, the partition of hair on your head, which looks like the path of a flowing stream that carries the waves of beauty emanating from your face, which, being smeared by sindura, appears like the penetrating beam of early morning sunlight, being bound on both sides by its enemy, the pitch darkness of the night, caused by your thick, dark locks of hair, cover us with well-being.
Aralai svabhavyat alikalabhasashri bhiralakai paritam te vaktram parihasati panke ruharuchim darasmire yasmin dashana ruchi kinjalka ruchire Sugandhau madhyanti smaradahana chakshur madhuliha.
O goddess, the beauty of your face, covered in naturally curly and thick locks of hair, resembling shining bumblebees, mocks at the famed beauty of a lotus, since compared to a mere lotus, your lotus-like face, with its fragrance being emanated by the sweet pollen-like teeth when you smile, is causing intoxication to the bumblebees, which are verily the dark eyes of Lord Shiva.
Lalatam lavanya dyuti vimala mabhati tavaya द्वितीयं तन्मन्ये मकुटघटितं चन्द्रशकलं विपर्यासन्यासात् उभयमपि सम्भूय च मिथ सुधालेपस्युतिः परिणमति राकाहिमकरः.
O goddess, your forehead, which shines with enormous beauty, I think it is the second half of crescent moon that has been studded into your crown. When conjoined with the twisted crescent moon on top of your crown, it looks like the moon attains fullness and starts dripping divine elixir.
Bhruvau bhogni kinchid bhuvana bhaya bhanga vyasanini tvadiye netrabhyam madhukara ruchibhyam dhruta gunam धनुर्मन्ये सव्ये तरकरगृहीतं रतिपते प्रकोष्ठे मुष्टौ च स्थगयति निगूढान्तरमुमे.
O goddess Uma, whose eyebrows are slightly curved as you are ever immersed in destroying the fears of existence, your curved eyebrows along with your thick bumblebee-like eyelashes which form a string seem like an outstretched bow held in an enclosed grip by the left hand of the Lord of Love, Manmatha himself.
Aha sute savyam tava nayana markatma kataya triyamam vamam te Srujati Rajani Nayakataya Tritiyate Drushtihi Daradalita Himambujaruche Samadhatte Sandhyam Divasanishayurantarachari.
Your right eye, which is of the nature of the sun, gives birth to the day. And your left eye, which is of the nature of the Lord of the Night, the moon, creates night time. Your third eye, which shines like a golden lotus and which is of the nature of the fire, causes the twilight periods in between day and night.
Vishala kalyani sphutaruchirayodhya kuvalayai kripadhara dhara Kimapi madhura bhogavatika avanti drushtiste bahunagara vistara vijaya dhruvam tattannama vyavaharana yogya vijayate.
The glory of your glance wins over the glory of all the major cities because of its many qualities of being all-pervasive, Vishala, bestowing prosperity, Kalyani, being invincible, Ayodhya, being a stream of compassion, Dhara, being utterly sweet, Madhura, bestowing pleasure, Bhogavatika, and bestowing protection, Avanti, and hence is worthy of being praised by the very names of all these seven cities.
Kavinam sandarbha stabaka makarandai karasikam kataksha vyakshepa bhramara kalabhau karna yugalam amunchantau drishtva tava navarasa svadataralau Asuya sansargat alikanayanam kinchidarunam.
Your two honeybee-like eyes are covering the span between your ears, ever eager in relishing the honeyed praises of your poet devotees that enter your ears. Looking at these two eyes, immersed in this joy of the nine rasas, your third eye seems to have turned slightly red out of jealousy.